This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's 2021, y'all. Happy New Year. Just a few days ago, we all have witnessed some events that would definitely go down in history. For sure. It was crazy. That's how you gonna start out 2021? For real? It's cool. I know I have some real ones behind me ready to transform into the person they were already meant to be. Because remember, the journey isn't about becoming anything. It's about unbecoming everything that wasn't really you so that you can be who you were meant to be in the first place, right? So I know y'all ready to put yourselves first. I know y'all ready to leave these scrubs behind us. And I know you guys are ready to just be happy. And I mean genuinely happy. If you haven't already had a chance to, make sure you go back and check out my last episodes because I'm asking a series of questions to help you guys maneuver your way to self-love. All right, so let's talk. We're going to talk about creating boundaries this week. Now more than ever, is it becoming more common for us to stop using the excuse, they're still family, so they can fill our lives with toxicity, they can be given chance after chance, they can be turned the blind eye to, or they just go without consequence just because they're family. That's ridiculous, right? At any time where your mental health, where your peace is tainted with, you must take the proper action. And sometimes that's cutting people out of your life who didn't care enough about you to care about what they were doing to you. You know, you're responsible for you and you must protect your energy and your peace at all costs. I love my family to death, but at a certain point in life, in my life, it felt like all they were doing was bringing negativity to me. I mean, every text, every call was negative, and it became too heavy to bear. At that moment, I had to make a decision. It's either you or me, because every day you're taking away energy from my family, from my life, and not doing anything with the energy that I'm pouring out into you or even considering it. So why am I caring about you more than I'm caring about myself? I'm draining myself. I'm allowing you to drain me. So I had to stop it. And it's family, I know. But you're no good to anyone if you aren't at 100%. And they were taking that from me. No more. Every time we talk, it doesn't have to be about something negative or when you need something. Contact me with good news. Contact me when you want to genuinely know how I'm doing. Until then, I don't need that energy interfering with my peace. I deserve better. Stay away. So creating boundaries, even with family, is sometimes necessary. I was having a conversation with a close friend. She brought up to me that when friends are close, there's usually that one friend that everyone tends to go to with their problems and this, that, and the third. But that's just it. Those friends think that that person is their therapist. Now they begin to make that friend feel obligated to always be there, to always solve the problem. They back that friend up into a corner where she's no longer allowed to feel because she's the strong friend. If I break, what are they going to think of me? Or they have enough going on. I can't lay my burdens on them. Yet, she's carrying everyone's burden with nowhere to release. It begins to get too heavy. And so you have to create boundaries. You are not their therapist. You are not a professional to feel obligated to take on everyone's burden. You are not getting paid. And so you have to create boundaries where they know that first coming to you, give gratitude. Talk about what you're thankful for first. Let's create some positive emotions. And then we can get into what your problem is. Like, try to create boundaries. Have you exhausted all of your other options? Have you thought about going to therapy, to a real therapist, or just simply see if I'm okay or can handle the conversation today? You must learn, or we must learn, to put ourselves first and to stop sacrificing our needs, our wants, our desires, our energy, our sanity, our peace for everyone else. Those that truly love you will respect that, and those that don't respect it only loved you for what you can do for them. So begin to create boundaries with friends, with families, with coworkers, with whomever, lovers, kids. Create boundaries. Sit down and just create some boundaries. Figure out how to have that conversation. Figure out when to stop certain conversations. I know for one family, she had a mom who continuously called her fat, or she would say that they needed to work out to lose some weight. So now she's reflecting her own insecurities on her daughter, which causes her daughter to have insecurities. Now you have to create that boundary and set and let her know if you're happy with the way that you look, then you don't need her to reflect that onto you. She doesn't need to say certain things. And if she's going to say certain things to you, then she just doesn't need to talk to you at all. So you have to create boundaries, even though it's family, because you have to put your feelings first. We oftentimes hold back from things to make other people feel better, and we have to stop doing that. Create boundaries. It is very, very important. So no matter who, no matter what, you have to begin to create boundaries when you're on this journey to self-love. Hit me up on Instagram. I am Latrice Brainerd. If you want to have further conversation about this, if you have a story that you would like to share, DM me. I would love to talk and have dialogue about creating boundaries or even give suggestions. Happy New Year, y'all.